In patients who don't have amplification of chromosome 17. Now, we do chromosome 17 analysis. We look for chromosome 17 duplication as part of the control when you're doing a FISH test for HER2. And so this is a kind of tried and tested technique, and that's looking to see whether the gene on which HER2 sits is amplified. And you do a control for the gene, and you do a control for the whole gene, and we look at this centromeric region called CEP17, and then you look for amplification of HER2 over and above that level. But what we found was that patients whose tumours were actually polysomic for that centromeric region, i.e. had lots of chromosome 17 copies, were the ones that benefited from the anthracycline. The two-thirds of the patients who were non-polysomic didn't benefit. So this is actually fascinating. And it's now been, we repeated this, and we've taken other trials, put them together in a meta-analysis, and that kind of looks very promising. So, are we ready to use this data? Well, not quite. So we're planning a validation, I mean, a study that will actually validate this. But I think the message here is we need to get smarter about how we choose which drugs for which patients, because, anthracyclines are poisonous. They cause heart failure. They make your hair fall out, and they wreck your veins. Now, not all...